Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the February Challenge, starting today, Friday the 1st of February. Well, what have I got in line for you over the next 28 days? I think on some days, if I feel able, I will answer the questions that Dolores has put. For anybody wanting to do the February Challenge and answer the questions are actually in her boo, in the boo description. So when you've listened to her boo, you have to go to boo details. You have to go to detail and then swipe around till you get to the boo description, and it will read you all the questions. They're actually in writing rather than spoken, just in case anybody who is visually impaired is a little bit confused by that. That's where the questions are. So without further ado, question one today was talking about Freedom Day and when have I felt at my most free. I think there are two answers to this question. The first one, I think, started off really when I was about 13 years old, and my parents managed to get a grant from the Roundtrees Trust for me to go on a riding holiday. I'd been riding since I was about 10, but it was when I was about 13 that I first... Was I 13 or was I 12, in fact? I may have been 12, actually. Yes, I think I may have been 12. It was when I was 12, in the summer holiday before I went to Chorley Wood, that I first learned on this particular holiday to gallop on a horse. And they gave me a pony called Flash, and he was a real flash as well, because he could really go when he wanted to. But he was a very responsive pony, considering he'd been ridden by, you know, young children, etc., etc. He was actually a very good pony. He had a nice mouth and everything like that. So you didn't have to kind of pull too hard to get him to do what you wanted. You just had to, you know, a little squeeze with the reins to slow him down. But when I learned to gallop, I couldn't believe the freedom that gave me, because they soon learned at this stables in Durham that I didn't need a lead rein, and that I could walk on the horse. I could follow whoever was in front of me just by listening to the horse's hooves in front. And all they had to do was, if we were walking across grass, was just to make sure that I didn't come too close, because of course the sound of horses' hooves on grass isn't as easy to follow as concrete, as the sound the hooves make on concrete. So they just had to make sure that when we were on grass that I didn't come too close to the horse in front. But other than that, and to tell me about overhanging bushes and things, they didn't have to do a great deal. And so when we reached a suitable place, the leader of the ride would start the horse into a canter, and then all the horses would start, and they all followed each other, and off we went, basically. And I think that was probably when I felt at my most free. Although it's funny, now I've got a little bit older, I will still canter or gallop on a horse, but I'm a bit more cautious now than I was then. I mean, then we used to gallop, you know, along through these fields and things, and if a stile came along, we just jumped it. And how on earth I knew it was coming, because nobody would tell me, and managed to stay on while the pony jumped, I really don't know, but I did. I think it's the nerve of the young. Another thing which makes me feel quite free is when I've got to know a particular park or place for running my dogs, and I can take my dogs there on my own without anybody else being there, or if they are there, that they're enjoying it as much as me, and that gives me a feeling of freedom as well. On Sunday, for example, my friends Sam and AD and I took our three guide dogs, Ushi, Alice and Kate, out for a run in a place in Hereford, and I'd never been there before, but it was very quiet. There weren't too many people around. At some points of the walk, you could hear water running, and that was beautiful. And when I walk through places like that, any cares or worries I've developed during the week, I try and let them go completely out of my head and just enjoy the experience for what it is. So I think that's probably answered that question fairly well, I hope. Another thing that does sometimes make me quite free is, but I've got to be in the right mood for it, is if I put on a CD. There's a great writer of relaxing music called Amrita, and I first came across, I think it's a he, his CDs in Tynmouth in Devon, and I bought some, and they're great to relax and just kind of, you know, meditate a little bit too. I haven't done it for ages, but if you can get yourself into such a state where, you know, you're not thinking about anything, then that also gives you a feeling of freedom. So there we are. I've thought of three things. Anyway, for now, I shall stop booing, and hopefully I will be back again tomorrow with another February challenge. Bye for now. Pause recording.